This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you, good morning, and welcome to Morning Devotions. Back in 1946, the famous historian H.G. Wells died, and many of the newspapers wanted to quote the last words that he spoke. Just before he died, he had many friends and nurses were around his bedside trying to be helpful, adjusting his pillow and pulling up the covers and administering the sedatives and so on. But H.G. Wells is reported to have turned to them and said, "Don't bother me. Can't you see I'm busy dying?" And it was the last flicker of humour from a very well-known person, H.G. Wells. So that might be a bit light-hearted, but you know, the way people die says a lot about the way they lived. In fact, it says almost everything about the way they lived. And today we need to face the fact that one day you're going to die and I'm going to die. It's a fact of life. Death's inevitable. Our life here on earth is temporary. But I'm not wanting to talk so much about that this morning as what it says from James in the epistle, James chapter 4, where James had some very interesting advice. He said, "Listen to me, you who say, well, today or tomorrow we'll travel to a certain city, we'll spend a year there, we'll go into business and make much money. You don't even know what your life tomorrow will be like. You're like a thin fog that appears for a moment and then disappears. This then is what you should say," said James, "if the Lord is willing, we will live and do this and that. But now you're proud, you boast, and all such boasting is wrong. So the man who does not do the good he knows he should do is guilty of sin." That's James chapter 4, verse 13 to 17. So here James is emphasizing the truth that a life of faith is one that every day depends on the Lord. In other words, our day-to-day planning must be done with that awareness that our minutes and our hours and our days are really subject to the will of the Lord. It's interesting in that passage because he describes our life as a morning fog. The Living Bible calls it that. He says, "A morning fog, now you see it, soon it is gone." And how true it is that the years roll on. But he adds that our attitude must be like this: if the Lord wants us to, we shall live and we'll do this or that. So let's be clear. These words are not intended to minimize the need for planning and preparation. We certainly have to do that for every day. But I think those verses from the Bible stress the overriding importance of living every day in complete dependence on the Lord. And is that something you do? So in this passage of Scripture, I think James is asking this question: what is your life? There was a play called The Price, one of Arthur Miller's, and in this play, a middle-aged couple sitting down reminiscing about life, but it turned out to be a disappointing life. They thought they had it all mapped out. They knew what they wanted to do, but they never actually realized their goals. And in this play, the woman says to her husband, "Everything was always temporary with us. It's as if we were never anything at all. We were always just about to be something." Isn't that tragic? It's a very common experience. I think maybe you've said that yourself. Many of us enter middle age. We look down the road towards retirement. Retirement may not be that far off. And we wonder, what has happened in life? What have I achieved? Or maybe you're at that stage already and you say, well, what happened? Where did it all go? What turn did I take that made all this wrong? Well, you know, maybe it wasn't a wrong turn. Maybe you didn't make a turn at all. Or you might have failed to make a decision about something or to take risks. So there's that song some years ago that to ask the question, is that all there is? So it's good to have plans, isn't it? We need to have plans for our lives. But are the plans what God wants? James, in his epistle, says that we should look at life in the eyes that God would want us to have. And he says, well, just be careful. Those of you who say, look, today or tomorrow we'll be at this city or spend a year there and we'll go into business and make money. He said, be careful. You need to say, said James, if it is the Lord's will, we will do that. So let's not boast. Let's be aware that really what we have today is a gift of God. Well, thank you, Lord, today for your grace, for your strength. We thank you, Lord, that we can trust you. Help us to depend on you for all things. Because I pray this in the name of Jesus, our Saviour. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.